Stop running from God. Stop running from your calling.
Amen.
Stop running from God. On verse 3 to 8, Jonah now is at the wrong place. He's in this ship. It's going the wrong direction.
My God.
He's the only one who's in the wrong place, by the way. Everybody else knows where they are going.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody else knows where they are going. He's the only one who's in the wrong place. These people now, their journey is being affected by one person's rebellion. Their journey now is being affected by one person who refuses to do what God wants to do.
Jesus.
Who even decides that I'm going to spend money actually, to make sure that I don't do what I'm supposed to do.
Jesus.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Now, these people are innocent. Remember?
Yes.
They are going wherever they are going. It's their journey. It's their process.
Amen.
God has nothing to do with these people.
Amen.
He's got an issue with one person.
Amen.
Who's running away from him.
Jesus.
So now the ones who are on their way to a destination where they have got nothing to do with being sent by God, they are being affected by someone who finds themselves at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now God is angry, because God, when he wants something from you, he will not stop until he gets it.
Oh yes.
True. I run if you want to run.
Oh yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Run if you want to run.
Jesus.
God will catch up with you. And when he catches up with you, sometimes it won't be as easy as when you had just agreed and followed. When you agree the first time, it's actually easier.
Yes.
Sometimes you will lose certain things when you run from the purpose of God about your life.
That's true.
Sometimes you are running from God because of a business. You might even lose that business.
Jesus.
If the business now is more important than your calling.
My God.
If the business now is more important than your relationship with God.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you are running away from, let me not say anything, because some will start thinking that I'm prophesying.
Come on.
And that's not what I'm doing.
Jesus.
Child of God, stop running. Stop running. This person is in the wrong place at the wrong time. God begins to hear the wind. Storms begin to shake. People now need to throw out their cargo. These people were going for business somewhere else. They are now getting rid of their stock. Which means that his rebellion is putting more people into debt.
Jesus.
They are now throwing things outside of the ship because they are thinking the ship must not sink. Yet there is one person who is running from God. Until they decide, now they begin to do what they know. They start casting lots. Why is this happening in houses? They're trying to figure out what is this one doing at the wrong location.
My God.
If you can just deal with this one, you are done. Huh?
Oh.
And then they ask him, when's that child? What have we done? What are you running from? In verse 9, what I love is that Jonah knows the truth.
Yeah,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From verse 1 to verse 8, he is running.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From verse 1 to verse 8, he's running. But on verse 9, he answers and says, I am a Hebrew. Which means there are things I cannot do.
Yeah.
I am a child of God.
Oh, yes.
Which means there are things that I cannot do.
Oh, yes.
I'm in the Jesus nation.
My God.
Which means there are places where I can't be found.
Oh, yes.
I'm in the Jesus nation.
Oh, yes.
Which means there are compromises that I cannot make.
Oh, yes.
He says, by his own admission, he says, I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord.
Jesus.
Remember, in this boat or in this ship, he is with people who are idol worshippers.
Oh.
A leap of faith with God.
Oh, yes.
And you say, yes, Lord, I am willing. Yes, Lord, I trust you.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, I give it all to you.
Oh,
he
yes.
makes sure that a whale catches you.
God.
And you are preserved. Are you hearing me, somebody?
Hearing.
That whale was not there to eat him.
Come on.
It was an incubator of the vision.
God.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because now he has been with people that he should not have been.
Jesus.
He has already disobeyed God. He has already moved away from the will of the Father. And now God wanted him separated from
everything. Oh, yes.
Now God wanted him to himself.
Well, who's your friend in the belly of a whale?
There's no one there.
No one.
In the stomach of a fish.
There's no Pastor Swazi actually. In fact, even the Bible was not there. Remember, he's in the water. Now the word that is inside of him, that is full, that is encrypted in his DNA.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that
yes.
word now had to rise up.
Oh, yes.
That word now had to begin to work.
Oh,
which
yes.
means that if you know that you are full of the word,
oh,
and you
yes.
are a child of God,
my
and
God,
you are still
God.
Running,
oh,
that
yes.
word that you are passing through,
yes.
at some point,
oh, yes. oh,
that
yes.
word will trouble you.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
He's in the well now.
Yes.
It's 3 days and 3 nights. I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's alone, I'm sure. Maybe it's not cold.
Jesus.
Because I'm in the stomach of a fish.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's warm. But there's water.
Hey.
Sometimes the whale opens its mouth and it takes in things that could be dangerous. Eh? But God says, stay in the stomach for 3 days and 3 nights.
Oh, yes.
So when you are stuck in the belly of the whale, all you have is prayer.
My God.
All you have is worship.
Oh, yes.
All you have is the word.
Oh, yes.
And when you are stuck in the belly of the whale,
oh, yes.
you hear God much clearer.
Yes. Oh yes.
Because there is no one trying to dilute the voice
Jesus.
Of God. There is no one trying to speak against
God.
Oh,
yes.
When you are in the belly of the whale, you are closer to God.
Oh, yes.
Because you know you could die anytime.
Jesus.
You don't know when this whale would open
oh,
its
yes.
mouth. Or rather spit you out. But you are staying. And as he's staying, Jonah, he is staying in prayer. There was no food there, which means he was fasting.
Yes.
Unless he was eating raw fish, but I doubt. You eat raw fish. Oh, there was no sushi there.